A Sound Material Cycle Society. The 20th century was the era of big development for humans. Many developed countries in the world moved toward economic growth based on mass production, mass consumption, and mass disposal. However, developments in the 20th century caused the collapse of the Sound Material Cycle, SMC, society, which had been passed down to us from previous generations. The technological developments and lifestyle changes produced not only convenient products, but also big environmental problems, including pollution and dioxin problems. Japan, which achieved rapid economic growth in the latter half of the century, also faced serious environmental problems and sought ways to solve them. In recent years, Japan has worked to solve the waste management problems in order to create a new SMC society. Japan's new challenge is to take an integrated approach to the establishment of a low-carbon society in order to deal with the major problem of global warming, to create a society in harmony with nature that helps conserve ecosystems and will allow people to enjoy ecosystem services for many years to come, and to establish an SMC society. On the other hand, the 21st century, which has been called the century of the environment, is seeing rapid economic growth in developing countries, especially in Asia. With the rapid development of the economy in these countries, the demand for energy and resources has been growing bigger and bigger. Also, as waste management problems become more serious, there is a growing need to discuss problems such as global warming and the security of resources, which are expected to be in short supply. With these developments in mind, we need to re-evaluate the SMC society that Japan created in the Edo period and examine how we can establish a new SMC society in Japan. With the limited resource of fertilizers to grow agricultural products, the city of Edo made good use of night soil. It might surprise you, but the city of Edo is believed to have been more sanitary than any other city in the world at that time in history. This is because its social system was centered on rice growing, and all organic matter such as night soil and kitchen garbage was recycled as fertilizer and returned to the soil in rural villages so that it never remained in urban areas. Look at the figure below. Night soil produced in the city of Edo, a megalopolis with an estimated population of 1 million, was transported to suburban farms and stored in special night soil reservoirs. These night soil reservoirs made use of the heat generated by fermentation to sanitize the night soil and produce good quality manure to be used to grow vegetables in suburban areas. Modern European cities failed to take such effective measures to dispose of night soil, and consequently, infectious diseases like the plague and cholera became rampant. In Japan, such diseases were relatively rare because night soil, which could potentially transmit pathogens, was used effectively and was never left uncontrolled or unattended. The example above is only a small part of the life during the Edo period. People were engaged in social activities with an awareness of being in harmony with nature and worked together to keep their community clean and productive. Of course, present industry structures are very different from that of the Edo period, so it is impossible to compare and evaluate the recycling system in each society. However, there are many things we can learn from the past.